something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Growing Spiritually.
Hallelujah.
God has given to us by His divine power, His divine ability, He's given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. All things. Imagine that you didn't have money for your school fees and you found out about this. Imagine that you were down and out financially. You needed money to start a business, and you found out about this. What happened to you? Imagine that you were confused about what to do about your finances. So broke, you know what to do, and you found out about this. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Everything that I require for life. When I found out about this, I knew forever I would never be broke. I was a young man in my teenage years when I found out about this. And I'll come home, you know, sharing the same thing with the rest of the family. My dad then, you know, because I came from a Christian family, you understand? Everybody went to church. But then they got surprised about some of these things I was finding in the Word of God. Because they weren't used to studying the Bible like that. They read through. See, and my dad would say, well, where are you getting those things from? See, I said, look at it here. Because I believed, they told me the Bible was the Word of God. If it's the Word of God, then it didn't lie to us. If God's given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Listen, we'll be gathered in the house. My dad's sharing. Once in a while, he'll tell me to say something. Or else I raise my hand, I've got something to say. Then I'll share a little bit. They often got amazed at what I was saying. But I didn't say nothing new. It was in the book all the time. And when I see something like this, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, we got it made. We got it made. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's all I needed. Through the knowledge of Him. Oh God, how powerful this is. How? How did He give it to us? He says, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. He's called us to glory and virtue. That means to glory and excellence. He's called us to glory and excellence. How could I be poor anymore? Never. That'll never happen. See what I mean? Doesn't matter which country. How could I be sickly? No, never. You see? He's called us to glory and virtue. Wow. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Oh God. I decided to do a little bit of a study on that. Partakers. Koinonos. Koinonos. That means one that is an associate. Partaker here does not mean that I partook of the food with you. You know, we were eating together. No. That's metalambano. Metalambano means partaking together in something. Partaking, sharing, like we're sharing food. We can share food, doesn't mean we're fellowshipping. Wow. That's metalambano. See, but when you say koinonos, you're dealing with association, comradeship, a fellowship, a communion, a moving together in oneness, one heart, one mind. Then it says, partakers of the divine nature. Divine nature is not even correctly rendered. It is theos phusios, meaning, oh dear, the God kind, not divine nature. It means God kind, theos phusios. God kind, like you say, mankind. So he's saying that we become associates of the God kind. That means that he's brought us into fellowship with the God kind. This is amazing. So we are no longer fellowshipping with men. We are fellowshipping with God. We are no longer ordinary men. He's brought us into oneness with God. There is a realm in which we now move. Oh, hallelujah. Your princely life has begun. Your royal life has begun. That's why he says you are a royal priesthood. Lift your hands and worship him. Now we're going to discuss something that's important to every one of us. Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 17 into 18. Can you read for me? 1, 2, go. Beautiful. Now, you keep that in mind and go over to chapter 4 from verse 11. We're going to read 5 verses from verse 11. Verse 11 again. Verse 13. And 14. And 15. All right, look at verse 15 one more time. So his purpose is that we may grow up into him in all things. God wants us to grow spiritually. You know, there are people who have been Christians for many years, but never grew. They never grew. And for a good many of them, they didn't even know that
they were expected to grow. They didn't even know it. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. He's dealing with spiritual growth. God wants us to grow. He wants us to grow in the things of God. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, it says, I will build my church. I will build my church. All right? Build my church. Build. He didn't say, I will create my church. He said, I will build my church. That's very important. I will build my church. Book of Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. It says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. The word of God is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. Now, what that means is to deliver the inheritance to you. Just like your lawyer. Imagine that you have an inheritance and you can't claim it because you require some evidence. You require an attorney.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, Growing Spiritually.
Hallelujah. Book of Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. It says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. The word of God is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. Now, what that means is to deliver the inheritance to you. Just like your lawyer. Imagine that you have an inheritance and you can't claim it because you require some evidence. You require an attorney to go in for you, represent you before the courts, and help you get your inheritance. You see, the lawyer didn't really give you the inheritance. He helped you get it. Jesus already gave us the inheritance. The Father gave us the inheritance along with Jesus. Because the Bible tells us we are joint heirs with Christ. Jesus made that possible. But through the Word of God, you can get your inheritance. Because the Word informs you, directs you, leads you. And that's what the Holy Spirit enables you to do through the Word. Now, let's look at a few things. You ready for this? Tell three people, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah, glory to God. How many of you ever had a baby? You remember when that baby started moving, turning the neck, you got excited. When the baby moved, turned the other way, you got excited. Before then, you had to turn the baby. Now the baby can turn. Oh, you were excited. Then the baby started sitting up. You said, my baby is sitting up. You see, you were excited at the growth. Growth is exciting. Same thing spiritually. When you are growing spiritually and you notice you're beginning to control your life, you don't need somebody to turn you over. You don't need someone to feed you. Things are changing for you. Now you can sit by yourself. Now you can walk by yourself. You can run around. It means a lot. Growing from the babyhood stage to the childhood stage and to the manhood stage. Very important. The Word of God teaches us about these realities and shows us how that the spiritual growth is very much like physical growth of the human body and the human person. Glory to God. You're still there?
Yes.
All right. Now, I want you to look at some things here will help you. The book of Job, chapter 18, we'll read 2 verses, 5 and 6. It says, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. Now, in the Old Testament, every time you see the term wicked, the wicked, the wicked, the wicked, it's not talking about someone who is doing something wicked. It's a description of a man or woman that is rebellious against the Word of God. Deliberately or ignorantly. One who is non-conforming to the Word is described in the Old Testament as the wicked. Now, when he referred to those that didn't know God at all, he called them the heathen. You understand? So when it says the light of the wicked shall be put out, it's talking about that person who doesn't recognize God. The people who forget God. They don't think about God. He is not a part of their life. That's what he addresses here. Now, to understand these two verses, we'll come back here. To understand this very well, I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 27. The spirit of man. See, man is a spirit being. You are not a physical body. Your body is your domicile. Your body is your house where you live. But you're primarily a spirit being. And now he tells you, your body is not your light. It's your spirit. That's where the light of God is. That's where God communicates with you. Not your brain, not your mind. You know, often they say that man is a, some say he's a tripartite being. He's not a tripartite being, really. But there are certain expressions that seem to make him look like he's a tripartite being. Because we say he got a spirit, a soul, and a body. But better definition of the human being will enlighten you much further than that. Some others say he's a triune being. He's not a triune being. He's a spirit being. He has a soul and lives in a body. But expressions like this, when you say the spirit of man, then they think, oh, man has a spirit. Not really. Man is a spirit. He has a soul. The soul is the seat of the mind, the emotions, and the will. That's your intellect. So with your soul, you contact the intellectual world. With your body, you contact the physical world. But with your spirit, you contact God and the spirit realm. That's the way it is. Now he tells you, the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. God puts his light in your spirit. There's where the word of God goes. Now, let's go back to Job chapter 18 from verse 5. He says, yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out. Did you notice? If it shall be put out, it means it was on before. Which means he was someone who had been given the light of God's word. And so he rejected it, turned away from God. And so he says, the light of the wicked shall be put out. So he's not talking about the heathen. The heathen doesn't have light at all. Never heard it. Let me read two things to you. Can you go to Ephesians chapter 4? And let's take a look at verse 7. Unto every one of us is given grace. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 4. We'll look at verse 17. I was going to verse 7, which I should take later. But I want to read verse 17 in connection with a thought I was trying to pass across to you. Are you there? This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Did you notice what it says? In the vanity, the emptiness of their minds. Read the next part. Having the understanding darkened, been alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. You see, they never had the light of God. I told you about the difference between the heathen and the one described as the wicked. The wicked is the one who's supposed to have the light of God. He's been informed of the things of God, but he's rebellious against God. Okay? So he says, the light of the wicked shall be put out. He used to have light. But the one who never knew God is in darkness completely. He doesn't know anything about God. He doesn't. He has no clue. He has no clue. He may be religious, but his spirit is in darkness. His understanding is darkened. We're talking about spiritual understanding. It's darkened. Look at it. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. How terrible this is. How terrible. Not to know God. Not to know God. How do they live? I've asked myself several times, if I had not been born again, what in the world would I have been doing with my life? You know what it is to live without God? Alienated from the life of God.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.